ninth chapter. As Jesus walked along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned. He was born blind so that God's works might be revealed in him. We must work the works of the one who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When Jesus had said this, he spat on the ground and made mud with the saliva and spread the mud on the man's eyes, saying to him, "Go, wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. Then he went and washed and came back able to see. And those who had seen him before as a beggar began to ask, "Is this not the man who used to sit and beg?" Some were saying, "It is he." Others were saying, "No, but it is someone like him." And he kept saying, "I am the man." But they kept asking him, "How then are your eyes opened?" He answered, "The man called Jesus made mud, spread it on my eyes, and said to me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' And then I went and washed and received my sight." And they said to him, "Where is he?" And he said, "I do not know." They brought to the Pharisees the man who had formerly been blind. Now it was a Sabbath day when Jesus made the mud and opened his eyes. And then the Pharisees also began to ask him how he had received his sight. And he said to them, "He put mud on my eyes, then I washed, now I see." Some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, for he does not observe the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a man who is a sinner perform such signs?" And they were divided. And so they said again to the blind man, "What do you say about him? It was your eyes he opened." He said, "He is a prophet." Did not believe that he had been blind and had received his sight until they called the parents of the man who had received his sight. And they asked them, "Is this your son who you say was blind? How then does he see now?" His parents answered, "We know that this is our son and that he was born blind, but we do not know how it is that now he sees. Nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him, he is of age, he'll speak for himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the Judeans, who had already agreed that anyone who confessed Jesus to be Messiah would be put out of the synagogue. Therefore his parents said, "He is of age, ask him." So for the second time, they called the man who had been blind, and they said to him, "Give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner." He answered, I do not know whether he is a sinner. One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see. And they said to him, What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes? And he answered them, I have told you already, and you would not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciples? And then they reviled him, saying, You are his disciple. We are disciples of Moses. We know that God has spoken to Moses, but as for this person, we do not know where he comes from. The man answered, Here is an astonishing thing. You do not know where he comes from, and yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but does listen to anyone who is devout and obeys God's will. Never since the world began has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of someone born blind. If this person were not from God, he could do nothing. They answered him, You were born entirely in sins, and are you trying to teach us? And they drove him out.
Give us eyes to see you clearly. Make us children of your light. Give us eyes to live more nearly, as your gospel shining bright. As your gospel shining bright.
Jesus heard that they had driven him out. And when he found him, he said, Do you believe in the Son of Man? He answered, And who is he, sir? Tell me, so that I may believe in him. And Jesus said to him, You have seen him, and he is the one speaking with you. He said, Lord, I believe. And he worshipped Jesus. Jesus said, I came into this world for judgment, that those who do not see may see, and those who do see may become blind. Some of the Pharisees near Jesus heard this and said to him, Surely we are not blind, are we? And Jesus said to them, If you were blind, you would not have sinned. But now that you say, We see, your sin remains. The Gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Give us eyes to see you clearly. Make us children of your light. Give us eyes to live more nearly. As your gospel shining bright. As your gospel shining bright.
I am the light of the world, Jesus says. I am the one who warms your face as you sit on the porch of Chalet 10. I am the one you miss as the winter wears on and the dark interior of this most favored room becomes a cave. I am the one you try to look at despite the danger to your eyes. I rule the day, and give light to my sister the moon, who rules the night. I heat the earth and replenish your streams with water. I am the light of the world, Jesus says. I excite the atoms in green plants, causing them to rise from the dead of riven seed. I bend plants to myself and straighten them by orbiting above. I am your food, for no living thing lives without me, and all depend on the plants. I am the source for Wendell Berry. I have taken in the light that quickens eye and leaf. My brain is bright with praise. I am the air you breathe, the gift of my breathing trees which consume your wasted breath. I am your fuel for the pale light you live by. I am the source of oil and coal and firewood and gas. I am your electricity. I am all that stands between you and the darkness. I am the light of the world, says Jesus. I am the first moment of creation. I am radiant with energy. I am radiant energy. My waves and photons disperse in every direction. I am the light on the hill. I am the sun of righteousness. I am everything to you. And I exist only because you are everything to me. I came into this world for judgment, Jesus says, that those who do not see may see, and that those who do see may become blind. Do you see, Adam? Do you see, Eve? How is it that you see? Were you made from the mud of the garden, washed in the first warm pool, dazzled by the first light of recognition? Did you see? You saw. You saw the tree and could not resist its fruit. What was it then that you saw, Adam? What was it then that you saw, Eve? You saw that you were like God, but you were not God. You saw that you were a reflection, second, not first. Your disappointment was blinding. You say, I see, to mean I understand. But now you are lost in a house of mirrors, confused by the multiplicity of image and unable to find your way back to the first source. I came into the world for judgment, that those who do not see may see, and those who do see may become blind. What do you see? That others are blind, surely for punishment for some unknown sin? What do you see? That if you follow the rules, you can win your salvation? What do you see? A lawbreaker healing on the Sabbath? That only the law of Moses stands between this world and chaos? And you have need to be teachers of this path? What did you see, Mom and Dad? Why were you afraid to say your son was blind, and now he sees? He has been illuminated, lit from inside. religiously transformed. You do not believe your eyes for fear. And fear is all you know. Ah, you see. But the chosen blindness is safer. Safer to say, I can't believe my eyes. It is true. We no longer believe what we see. We have learned how easily our eyes can be deceived by magician after magician. We are blind. We live in an edited world where when the delete key fails, we press escape, hoping to gain control. Escape. Surely we are not blind, are we? We are blind from birth. Close your eyes. This is our life without light. This is the world of deception. This is where we live without knowing it. When you open your eyes, look at me. Now, what do you see? You see a man born blind like you. More surely, you do not see me at all. What you see is light. Light reflected off the contours of my form. This is the light of the world, Jesus. This is the light no darkness can overcome. This is the light that reveals the world. This is the light that endlessly searches the shadows, offering the gift of light to all. I am the light of the world, Jesus says. When you see me streaming into your brain to bring you all truth. Jesus says, I am the light of the world. For those of us who see, we never see anything without the light. We never see anything but the light. We always see Jesus before we know anything else about what our eyes and brain can interpret. We are recreated in this knowing, which is unknowing. Only Jesus. Know nothing but Jesus and Him crucified. He who was drawn into the black hole and vortex of death, from which no light was said to escape, and instead was reborn from the grave in a dazzling, recreative light. Know nothing but the light. Know nothing but the light and see, as if for the first time, having returned to the beginning of the world, where Jesus, having judged the darkness, is light for all. This Jesus sends us to the water for a washing and says, see, I am everything to you. And I exist only because you are everything to me. Ah. I must ponder this. Amen. Our song is in Gathered, 577. 577. O sleeper, awake.